Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Pet World Insider, where we take you inside the world of pets, pet products, pet places, and share amazing pet stories. Oh, I am so happy to be a Pet World Insider, folks. One of the things I really love to do is share great stories of animals being rescued or having an impact on our lives in a way that inspires us to action. Our next guest is helping that cause along. I want to welcome to the show David Yaskulka from Halo Pets. David, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me on.
It's our pleasure, my friend. So tell us what you guys are doing.
Absolutely. Well, as you may know, Halo Purely for Pets is Ellen DeGeneres' all-natural pet food company. And so we make pet food, treats, supplements, and grooming. But just as importantly, we are squarely focused as a company in making a difference in animal rescue and animal welfare. So everything we do is focused on being good and doing good for your pet and for all pets.
Let's talk about some things that you can do for the animals. I think the first thing is consider adoption.
Well, absolutely. There are still millions of dogs and cats that are euthanized every year. Despite being healthy, we find that almost anyone who has almost any kind of desire for a pet at home can go to their local shelter or could look online for any breed or size or type or age of dog or cat that you're interested in, and you could rescue them from a rescue or a shelter. And we're finding very happily, increasingly, that's what people are doing. And we've been very active on this issue since we partnered with the United States Postal Service and their Adopt a Shelter Pet stamps. I don't know if you ever had those rescue stamps.
I have.
You know, so when the post office came out with them, they were a social awareness stamp, which means they were going to help promote the issue, but nothing was actually being donated to shelters. Oh. And so they approached us, and we agreed to donate 1 million meals across the country to celebrate the animal rescue stamps. And since then, we have partnered with FreeKibble.com, a website started by an 11-year-old girl,
right,
to donate food to hundreds of shelters all over the country. And now we're donating over 1.5 million meals a year.
Now, you're also doing some unique things in New York. Let's talk about your Tails New York City pop-up shop.
Oh, my goodness, Robert, it was so much fun. We opened up a retail location right near Grand Central Station at 47th and Lexington at the Robert Smith Hotel. And we spent the whole month celebrating people and pets together just to promote animal welfare and rescue. So 25,000 people passed by that shop every single day, and they saw dogs and cats that can be adopted. They saw American's veterinarian Dr. Marty Becker talk about how to care for your pet. They saw shelter pets performing incredible tricks with tips on how to train your dog. And so we really just celebrated how people can make a difference for pets.
Wow, I really love that. And again, just to kind of hit on some of the things that you've hit on, remember, folks, you can find almost any kind of breed that you're looking for. There's a group out there these days. PlayingFreeKibble.com is going to help them with the meals that they desperately need. It costs a lot to run these shelters. And, you know, we're actually good friends with the Beckers, and we've heard a lot of great things about what was going on in New York. Now, one of the other things that people can do is fostering a dog or cat. Let's talk about that for a second.
No, that's a great point. And many times through Free Kibble, we donate food to rescue organizations, which are oftentimes just a network of fosters. And that means people who are willing to do this incredibly difficult and yet incredibly important thing, which is to care for a pet until such time as it finds a forever home. And so, you know, it's difficult to bring a pet into your home, and it's even more difficult to let that pet go to its forever home. But it's this incredibly important service in the whole animal rescue community.
Yeah, and one of the things that I really love about that option, one, it's a great way after you've lost a pet to kind of get your footing back under you. But as important, when you're looking for a pet, how great is it to be able to ask someone who's living with that pet currently what their temperament's like? What are the things they like to do? What are some of their unique features and traits? It's really a great thing to have that insight from a foster. Kudos to all the fosters who are listening out there. We really appreciate and admire everything you're doing. You know, one of the other things too, and we're a big advocate of this on Pet World Insider, is donating money or supplies or time. There are so many easy, simple things that we can all be doing for the rescues. What are some of the highlights that you share with people?
Well, and Robert, you make such a great point. And as you said, you can even do incredibly simple things. And so there are over 500,000 people in our country who are just going to freekibble.com every day, and they're answering one trivia question. And when you do, whether you're right or wrong, Halo donates 10 pieces of kibble to Free Kibble. And even though that's a small amount of food, because people play every day, and because it's not just you, but you and 500,000 of your friends,
sure,
it adds up to over 1.5 million meals for shelter pets every single year. And I'm very proud to say, coming from Halo, that surveys of shelter professionals show that when very high-quality natural food is fed in shelters, pets get healthier, more energetic, shinier coats, and, in fact, get adopted more quickly. So even though the popular wisdom is, you know, if you have $10 to donate food to a shelter, you know, buy cheap food so you could donate more of it. If you actually ask shelter professionals, they would rather you spend that $10 on high-quality natural food, such as Halo, so that the pets can get adopted more quickly, which, of course, is their mission. So we're very proud that that was part of Free Kibble's mission also. So we couldn't be happier than getting great quality food to shelters around the country.
Yeah, absolutely. So important. We talk about it a lot here on the show. Nutrition is the key to everything we get out of our animals. And it makes a lot of sense, David. What you're saying there is if we're feeding them quality food, we're going to see the kind of quality pet that's available for adoption. So great point there. And then I also want to make sure we hit on the supplies. You know, I visit a lot of different shelters, a lot of rescues, sanctuaries, and I always make sure I check their website before I go and visit them, because most of them have a wish list. And that wish list, folks, you would be surprised what is on that wish list. Things like envelopes, things like stamps. We were talking stamps earlier. It may be bottles of bleach. It may be wet wipes. It could be just a lot of simple things that you have not only around your house, but that are not that expensive, but make a big difference for these organizations. So I love everything that you're talking about here, David. Kudos to you and Halo Purely for Pets for doing everything that you're doing. It really is appreciated. And we as pet parents, we do take notice of those things. David, for those who want to find out more information about what you guys are doing and upcoming events and whatnot, where's the best website for them to stay up to date?
Please visit us at halopets.com. That's HALOPETS.com. And you could find out about all the different places we're donating food. From a product perspective, more than anything, I encourage you to read the ingredients on any diet you're considering. So, you know, read the ingredients on Halo, and you'll find it reads a lot like a farmer's market shopping list for yourself.
I think that's great.
We're proud of that. But halopets.com.
Wonderful, David. Hey, we really appreciate it. And folks, David assures me he's the one that's counting out those individual 10 pieces each time. So let's go to freekibble.com and make sure he's got to do a lot more counting. David, thanks for everything you're doing. We really appreciate it.
I'll keep counting. Thank you so much, Robert.
Folks, we're going to be right back with more great guests, great information for pet parents here on Pet World Insider after these messages.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up, like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Life is Perfect is the new must-have gift book for dog lovers everywhere. This book features more than 55 themed animal portraits from the pawtographer. The pawtographer builds out actual scenes and places dressed dogs in those scenes. The portraits are accompanied by wit and wisdom for pet parents. Life is Perfect is sure to put a smile on any pet lover's face. Life is Perfect by the pawtographer is available in bookstores on Amazon.com or directly through thepawtographer.com.
So, I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Hello, everybody. Robert Semro here with an important question for pet owners. Are you a Pet World Insider? If not, you should be. It's free, and Pet World Insider has a lot of great information for all types of pet owners. We have audio and video segments, as well as a library of great articles from pet experts to help keep you informed about the latest information in the pet world. Visit Pet World Insider online at petworldinsider.com.